Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On April 25th, 1944, the United Negro College Fund was incorporated. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
It was a springtime Tuesday in a world at war. Allied forces had been stepping up their bombing of Germany. Plans for the liberation of Europe, codenamed Operation Overlord, were well underway. Franklin Roosevelt was not far from being nominated for an unprecedented fourth term as President of the United States. The day, however, is notable for something that happened far from the high drama of conflict and of global politics. The creation of the United Negro College Fund, a landmark initiative designed to bring the promise of American mobility to a historically oppressed people. The story begins the year before, in 1943, when Frederick Douglass Patterson, president of the Tuskegee Institute in Alabama, published an open letter in the Pittsburgh Courier. In it, he expressed deep concern for the viability of historically black institutions like the one he led, one founded by Booker T. Washington, amid the economic pressures of a global war. The schools in question included Tuskegee, Atlanta University, Morehouse, Fisk in Nashville, Dillard in New Orleans, and Hampton in Virginia. By 1944, the fund would include 27 institutions. Here's Dr. Patterson's initial appeal. There is occasion for serious alarm as to what may happen to such institutions as Atlanta, Fisk, Dillard, Morehouse, Hampton, and Tuskegee, to say nothing of a large number of small church schools. One of the most severe catastrophes of the present war is what is happening to our private colleges. The situation is trebly more grave with the Negro colleges of a private nature, which heretofore have largely relied on gifts from substantial members of the white race for their support and maintenance. Negro institutions may well take a cue from most charitable efforts today. Various and sundry drives are being unified in behalf of a more purposeful and pointed approach to the giving public. It seems most propitious at this time that the several institutions referred to pool the small monies which they are spending for campaign and publicity, and that they make a unified appeal to national conscience. A unified appeal to national conscience. In this, Dr. Patterson was echoing the first Frederick Douglass, the man for whom he had been named. In 1852, in Rochester, New York, Frederick Douglass delivered a powerful speech, often known as "What to the Slave is the Fourth of July." His words included these: "Oh, had I the ability, and could I reach the nation's ear, I would today pour out a fiery stream of biting ridicule, blasting reproach, withering sarcasm, and stern rebuke. For it is not light that is needed, but fire. It is not the gentle shower, but thunder. We need the storm, the whirlwind, and the earthquake. The feeling of the nation must be quickened. The conscience of the nation must be roused. The propriety of the nation must be startled. The hypocrisy of the nation must be exposed, and its crimes against God and man must be proclaimed and denounced."
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Born in Washington in 1901, Frederick Douglass Patterson had earned two doctorates, one at Iowa State College, the other at Cornell. He led Tuskegee as president for 18 years. The school's aim, he said, was to maintain a realistic approach to life's problems by preparing young people not merely to do a specific job well, but to develop in them the spirit of leadership and resourcefulness. That pragmatic spirit informed his leadership of the United Negro College Fund, which would become one of the nation's most respected philanthropic enterprises. Its motto lives in the popular consciousness: a mind is a terrible thing to waste. The fund has raised $5 billion and assisted 500,000 students since its inception. Here's how it describes its unfolding task. We do this in three ways: by awarding more than 10,000 students scholarships worth more than $100 million each year, by providing financial support to 37 historically black colleges and universities, and by serving as the nation's leading advocate for the importance of minority education and community engagement. This three-pronged approach is powerful. Since our founding in 1944, we've helped to more than double the number of minorities attending college. The six-year graduation rate for United Negro College Fund African American scholarship recipients is 70%. That's 11% higher than the national average and 31% higher than the national average for all African Americans. And so Dr. Patterson's work goes on. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Paige Heimson, Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Research assistance by Sarah Jean Caver. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to, like, skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.